blocks. We're getting by with it every day. Nobody laying out there in the street right now, but it's certainly something that needs to be addressed. And so this, I'm going to submit this as an item today, Mr. Chairman, to be added to the list of requests for Travis to take the information I've got here, research a little more closely. This is off the Taney County site. The address of it is on the last page, or on the second to the last page. The ownership and the address, 502 Branson Hills Parkway is the official address. But I could recommend to have that added for consideration to evaluate. Whatever implications.
And I'm sure we'll do. Would that need to be, do you think that'd be a, with it basically being in the same intersection?
I think it's the same project.
Right. I think
that's the way keep it addressed.
Isn't that a traffic light? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. There's a light there.
There's a light there, yes, at that, right, to the entrance to that parking lot, correct?
No.
Coming out of it. If you turn left out of the KFC parking lot, the light.
You can actually see on this drawing the signal arms. Just look down. See those black lines going one from one side and one from the other?
Yeah,
there's a signal in that parking lot, right?
Right.
There's the signal arms that you're dealing with.
It's kind of an offset intersection, but it is controlled by the city.
It may not be where you think they are.
That's
where they are.
Oh, so when you come out of that parking lot, not before KFC, but coming out of that, you were at a light.
Right.
You know, you were waiting to turn left. You know, there was a, it was signaled.
So you can see the stop block on the northbound lane. You can see the stop block across there. And then you can go up a little bit farther, and there's a signal arm crossing the road. And you think, well, it's past the intersection. Both of them past the intersection. That's where the signal arms are. And then the stop blocks on the other side are actually quite a ways down by where those three cars are located. There's a stop block down there. You don't intellectually think of that as how they're controlling that intersection, but there they are.
And I think I actually said something to that. I didn't mention KFC specifically in the write-up, but I think I said something about one of the improvements may just be a light timing issue.
Well, the signaling is not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is the blocking that inside lane by backed up of traffic.
Well, and there's a topographical issue there, too, is you can't tell that. If you're traveling at the posted speed limit of that road, like I was day before yesterday, and come over the hill, and there they are, like from here, I mean close.
Right.
They're right there parked in a place where you don't think they're going to be.
Oh, so you envisioned this one personally?
Oh.
The other day.
I have a brand new car. It's got 500 miles on it. I was going to be really pissed. But, yes, and everybody's been saying, well, the news is going to wear off. It's been going on for 20 days or whatever it's been. They're out in the street. This is Baptist. Take Buddy, for example. He's in the back row, man. It's Baptist. They fill up from the back. They go to Chicken on Sunday.
These are all my layman's comments. I just meant to raise the issue. I expected
none of that's noteworthy for the record.
Get the details of this with Keith Francis.
I'll probably change the write-up on it a little bit. I mean, I don't think it's actually going to change any numbers.
The volume capacity of that road is inadequate for the volume of the traffic. It just is. And then, so even if there was limited access, you're still going to wind up with this kind of stuff.
Well, one thing you can do, obviously, here is take out that land right there and make another lane. And you can dedicate that lane, have signage up here at the front, get in the right-hand lane for KFC.
For chicken.
Yeah. So there are solutions to problems like this. And we just need to bubble them up and have somebody act on them when they have the budget to do it.
When you do stuff like that, just make sure that you understand that's a drainage problem, and underneath that is every utility known to man. So fiber optic cable, all the other stuff. So when you cover that up with asphalt, you might make a short-term improvement, but that's going to be the roughest lane there ever was, because they're going to be tearing into that all the time.
and make sure you have a grate that's large enough to accommodate it.
Maybe.
Again, that's what engineering is all about. But it is a problem. A significant traffic problem. That's what we're here to level up. It is for my district and for the people that use it every day.
I'm sure it is. It is for all of us.
But that's what goes with growth, too. But you know, you learn by your growth. I won't say mistakes, but redesigns and what you approve and what you don't approve. But we do have a solution. Keith already mentioned it. They've got a master plan that they're starting to work on. The city of Branson. I recall whether the last time he said it was a 5-year plan or 10-year plan. But they're working on it right now to get it out the door. But now's the time, if we've got issues on things, to bubble them up. And there's a couple over on 76 that need attention, and I know Keith already knows about them. We talked about them at the last meeting. But by bubbling them up, I hope the city will take a serious look at this list right here when they and take into account their master plan recommendations that are on here. Make sure that none of these items are overlooked if they reside in the city.
Yeah, and not seeing a master plan or have any idea, I would be very surprised if that intersection isn't somehow addressed, because I mean, that's, I would clearly think that the city would know that even with, you know, without the KFC, that was, you know, that whole.
I like the lighting at the top of Branson Hills Parkway that was stolen away and given to Walmart at the day that the SID board and all planned that. That was a light that was dedicated. It was escrowed, money set aside. But when it came time to install, they didn't have money for a light down at Walmart. They took that light, put it down there. Today we got an unprotected, not a fully protected, crossing up there at the top of Branson Hills Parkway. And the one over Buckhannon at the high school, I believe, is equally bad a situation with the type of vehicles and buses that are passing that area. Anyway, I'd like to have that added for consideration and also discuss it with Mr. Francis when he's here at the next meeting. Come back again and I'll give a shorter presentation next time.
Okay.
But it looks like I do need to correct my drawing there. The light's not there where I've got it pinpointed. Maybe they don't need a median there if they've got the traffic light protected with a turn signal. But
they need a median or a no left turn there.
No left turn is
not necessary, but KFC entering into that convoluted entrance creates a problem. Another problem is that you've got to go up where you have Walmart listed to get into Kohl's and all that, and there is another intersection that could stand off or another entrance into their down a ways, and they're trying to keep that
they have is just going right
out just basically out only.
Yeah.
And that could have a center turn lane ahead of this one that could dump
alleviate
a fair amount of traffic, and then this other entrance down here should not be there. They put a raised median out there of about 3 inches that you can bump over to come out of there and go. They need to make that a barrier curb so that they can't come out of there. They have to go in there only, and that way you can't get across there, and that'll stop people coming in and out doing that. But all of that takes the property owner's capitulation to some degree. And right now, that's what a lot of this is.
And the zoning and planning group at the city. Yeah. Another thing they could do is have actually two exits there for KFC. Instead of bringing them back around, bringing the traffic back, running against the entry, go straight out and with another exit there to go westbound.
Of course, you have another point where traffic meets traffic if you have a second.
What you've done, you've split the traffic, though. So they'll all come to the same point.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're not going to design it for them, but Progress has some things that you need to take a look at. And we've got a new project, and so we're just adding to it. That's what the recommendation. Evaluation. It may not change the point count. I'll be curious to see if it does in your engineering evaluation. To look at it.
You say, I assume it's being brand new, so probably won't be a whole lot you need to get in there yet, but hopefully. Okay. I assume, unless Rick has something he'd want to add, the Kane County updates.
The only thing that I would say about whether it's Tenney County updates or old business is Highway 86. Highway 86 is getting some attention. This week, I believe that we were scheduled to have a meeting, and that kept getting kicked down the road. And so other meetings have taken its place. And so MoDOT is down here meeting with them, and they have a preliminary drawing about what they're going to try and do with Highway 86. So that's going to be unveiled to MoDOT. And I think that's this week. It may be next week. And then Jonas has the guy from DED, Department of Economic Development, coming down here that's the head of the infrastructure funding. And he's going to be down here to meet with that same group and see if they can't get all of that stuff put together. The other fact that we brought out partners, and a couple of you heard this already, but MoDOT has a significant amount of additional money this year because of the rescue plan and those kinds of things. And so they have an additional, Swari, you got it off the top of your head, how much money?
I believe it's $9 billion over 5 years.
Yes. So I'm looking to that money to take care of the Highway 86 bridge. The Highway 86 bridge, 6 months ago, the sky was falling. Now they're going back out for bid. So I'm thinking that part of that $9 billion, and you know, that's an extra $30 million. It's doubling the cost of that bridge. But when you're talking about $9 billion, $30 million ought to fit in there somewhere. Then the rest of this kind of stuff, I'm going to guess, even if we got $100 million to put on that road, it wouldn't affect the larger scale impact of the $9 billion. So MoDOT theoretically could have some resources there.
Great.
So I'm thinking that's positive. But we'll know a lot more here in 20 days. And, of course, if they're going to start hosting events in August,
we'll be fixed energy.
Not exactly sure how that's going to happen. And I got a call from Asphalt Capital Asphalt, the old Jernigans, yesterday, and they had a whole bunch of questions about all of that. So apparently they're bidding already. But a lot's going on there. Since our last meeting, a lot's started to roll with the Highway 86 piece. I've heard nothing about from 65 east to the airport, but I have heard from 65 west, at least past the lake. And again, the alignment of that bridge, Delmonico's, all of that ties together too. We're looking at John Morris's impacting that, but there's more development down there that has to do with that too. So I think Delmonico's, what we have on the books for them is $85 million improvement on the north side of 86, across from your current location, where the elevator shaft sits up in the air. So, anyway, there's a lot going on down there, but there is reason to believe that there could be a fairly reasonable way forward. So that's it for old business. Tenney County update. Chiefs Plant Road. Travis, I think, is just about done. It's finished. It can probably go off the list.
Yeah. Have you heard any later word on the new air carrier? that in